With all the fuss about the $700 billion bailout from Wall Street, $25 billion doesn't rate a lot of attention. But that's the size of the loan Detroit automakers got from the U.S. taxpayer yesterday, $25 billion. American manufacturers complain that they can't compete with the forces of globalization. They also say that it's high time Americans start making the stuff back home. The world's Jason Margolis has more from Detroit.
If you're angry about the economy and your plunging 401k, in Michigan, they might say, welcome to the club.
Making things, real, tangible things, still matters. The leaders of this country should remember the word industry created this great country's might by opening up the West, by fighting two world wars.
That's no populist. That's Andrew Liveris, the CEO of Dow Chemical, a massive multinational based in Midland, Michigan. He addressed a crowded ballroom at the Detroit Economic Club.
Today, the emerging economic powers like China and India understand that when you build an economy from the ground up, make a strong manufacturing base at its foundations, benefits flow to everyone. Those nations are our competitors, and many of them are beating us at our own game.
Here's the catch. They're beating us here, but over there in Asia, Europe, and Latin America, some U.S. corporations are doing rather well. Take General Motors, for example. Mustafa Muhatram is GM's chief economist.
China, obviously, has been just spectacular growth. We're doing great in Brazil. You know, we've done exceptionally well in Russia.
So here's the question.
Why is it that a GM can beat any competitor in a China or India or Brazil and yet faces great difficulties in the U.S.?
You might think, well, that's obvious. It's cheaper to build cars over there. But GM's competitors in China, India, and Brazil are also building their cars there. In the United States, GM competes against companies like Toyota, Honda, and Nissan. Those companies are expanding production in places like Indiana, Ohio, and Tennessee. Donald Grimes is at the University of Michigan.
Part of the reason why General Motors and Ford are moving their facilities to Mexico as opposed to South Carolina or Texas is that when they move to Mexico, they don't have a UAW contract.
That's the venerable union, the United Auto Workers. A UAW worker in Michigan earns more than a Nissan or Honda employee in the U.S. And so Grimes says GM and Ford can't compete. So last fall, the UAW and the big three Detroit automakers sat down together and agreed to a new two-tier system. Old workers earn $30 an hour. Many new hires earn only about $14, and they get fewer benefits. Automakers and economists argue that this new pay structure will help bring jobs back to Detroit, but not for people like Jay Bowen. Bowen's employed by Ford under the old contract. Here's how he spends his days.
Sit. Wait. Read.
Bowen and hundreds of others sit in the union halls in Michigan. They're paid, but there's no work for them. Bowen says Ford is trying to wait out the veteran workers.
That's their goal, actually, is to get as many people in at that wage as they can and be able to push us out, you know, so they can make more money.
This situation has produced lots of finger-pointing. At Washington, at the automakers, and at the UAW. Bowen's cousin, Bob Bowen, worked at Ford for 35 years. A former union official, he says the UAW was forced to renegotiate.
They had no choice. The company was about to go bankrupt.
Bob Bowen drove me past his old house, a modest place with a small yard. He raised a family here, but had to sell because he couldn't afford the property taxes. He says there's no way a new hire could live the life he did.
I showed you that house I had. I don't think that was living extravagantly. Some economists would say that I was being stubborn because I want to have a car that'll start when I hit the key, or that I'm deserving living in a safe neighborhood, or that I have insurance. I think that's being stubborn. Well, I guess it is if only thing you're interested in is the bottom line.
Some economists say that's the reality we call globalization. Others say if Detroit made better cars, they'd sell. Whatever the cause, in Michigan, they're not just giving in to the new world order. Nearly everyone here, from CEOs to the unemployed, say the politicians in Washington need to protect American manufacturing. Here in Michigan, they don't talk about the economic crisis or financial crisis. They talk about the industrial crisis. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis, Ypsilanti, Michigan.